In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. Sometimes it's difficult to hear those shouts for joy when you yourself feel like you're standing in a desert all by yourself. In our not so politically correct society, many people are still being marginalized, isolated from their family and friends, isolated from housing, food, justice, and hope. A single parent on welfare, the street people forced to live in tents on the side of a highway, the mentally ill, the physically ill, people that just have been told that they're going to hell for whom they love. The list of situations goes on and on where people feel vulnerable, abandoned, alone. When you're in that dark place, that lonely place, today's reading from Isaiah reminds us of the power of God to transform even the harshest setting and bring about joy that is deep and lasting. Several months ago, I was in such a spot. Many of you know, we had just found out that my wife was diagnosed with cancer. Then we were told that my sister was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer stage 4. These two people, the people whom, they're my people, those are the people whom I laugh with, I cry with, the people that I talk to about my day at work on the drive home, the people I complain about, the people I rejoice with. I felt as if I was losing one, if not both of them. I could not tell them what I was feeling, what was on my heart. I couldn't even begin to process the emotions. That place, that time, I felt vulnerable, abandoned, and alone. So being the logical engineer type, I thought, well, if I could just process these feelings, if I could write them down, it'll all be good. So I went to my journal and I started, and the first thing that it's asked, and it asks this question every day, list 5 things to bring joy into your life. And list 5 things that you can do to bring joy into your life and make your day better. I had nothing. For the first time in my life, it felt like I had no joy, no hope. I could not think of one thing, not one thing, to bring joy or a way to bring joy into my life. I discussed this hopelessness with my spiritual director. And she pointed me directly to Isaiah 35. She's really good that way. I don't know how she does it. And she certainly doesn't give me any slack when I want to have a pity party. Isaiah saw in a vision the wondrous power of God to bring life where there is nothingness and joy where there is hopelessness. He saw the desert that was brought to bloom and the wilderness became a paradise. The Lord can and will do so much overwhelming and joyful things for those whom God loves. Isaiah's reading is full of power of God to transform, to bring joy and hope. The power to transform the Son of God into a babe in a manger, to turn common men and women into disciples, and then transform those frightened disciples into leaders of a dynamic religious force. The power that transforms the brokenness of people and their pain and problems into people who know that no matter what they face, they're not alone. In this Advent season, we are asked to prepare for the coming of the Christ child, to wait for Christmas. But for some things, we just can't wait. And we need not wait for the desert of our lives to burst into blossom, into bloom, to rejoice greatly with joy. Because it's already happened. God's goodness and the many blessings are all around us, all along. But sometimes we just can't see it when we're all in the dark. But here's the good news, because there's always good news. We may be right in the middle of the desert, but when we open our eyes, turn on the lights, and see the blessings around you, you realize that maybe you're in an oasis. You don't have to wait any longer to be hopeful and joyful, because you're not alone in your oasis. You are there with people that know that no matter what they face, they're not alone and you're not alone. God can transform the vulnerable, abandon the alone into resilient, cherished, and togetherness. When I opened my eyes and turned on the lights, I realized that God had that blessing abounded. We were and are surrounded by loving, compassionate brothers and sisters. Henry Nouwen wrote, "Joy is hidden in compassion." The word compassion literally means to suffer with. It seems quite unlikely that suffering with another person would bring joy, yet being with a person in pain, offering simple presence to someone in despair, sharing with a friend times of confusion and uncertainty, such experiences can bring deep joy. Not happiness, not excitement, not great satisfaction, but a quiet joy of being there for someone else and living in a deep solidarity with your brothers and sisters in this human family. Often this solidarity in weakness, in brokenness, in woundedness, but it leads us to the center of joy, which is sharing our humanity with others. It has been said, sadly, with age comes compliancy. We hear that God loves us and that Jesus was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became truly human. Jesus came to show that love, but it stays with us, almost like a memorization, like the times table. We know it, but we take it for granted. What would it be like if we had no faith? What would it be like if we never had faith? What would it be like if there was no such thing as Holy Comforter? As if we've never met anyone in this community of faith. There is unhappiness and despair in our society and in our world. Tumors shrink and grow. People we love come and go. Times can be bad and they can be good. But throughout, God's love is constant. Her power to transform is constant. God has done her job. Now it's time to do ours. The Lord has come. That has brought joy to the world. It has brought power for us to use to transform our world and the lives of those around us. Using that power, brings us even more joy. We cannot wait for joy to find us. We must actively delight in the laughter of the children in the back row when they're here. We must actively delight in the compassion of the people we meet. We must actively transform the lives of those around us. We must actively be singers of joy. Amen.